When you are free, you live a life that sets other people free.
God has more for you than you can ever imagine.
Three words: hope, health, and healing.
Amen by myself.
Welcome to Midtown.
Hey, Midtown family. So, hey, we are kicking off a brand new sermon series here in 2023. And I'm excited about this because this sermon series is called Joy and Pain. Oh, some of you R&B fans out there, some of y'all Frankie Beverly and Maze fans are going, joy and pain like sunshine and rain. And some of y'all are going, what's that song? So this sermon series is called Joy and Pain, Finding God's Goodness in Difficult Seasons. Joy and Pain, Finding God's Goodness in Difficult Seasons. Now, this is just a short message. This is more like a devo than a sermon, but I just want to like set up just this new sermon series that we're going to be in for the month of January. Because I know this, sisters and brothers, for many of us, the last few months, the last couple of years, maybe we closed out the year and we carried a lot of burdens, grief, trauma into this new year. And you know what? We're not going to avoid talking about that. We're not going to skip around, pretend that there aren't things that we deal with that are heavy, that are tough. There are people that go into holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they go into New Year's Day, and they're just excited, and they're pumped up. And then, you know what? There are folks among us that experience loss during the holidays. There are people that they go into the holidays, and they start to remember something that happened last year, something that happened the year before, something that they thought was healed, something that they thought they had gotten through, something they thought they had dealt with, and yet it's still heavy in their hearts. So how do you move forward as a Christian? How do you grow in your faith? How do you get more deeply connected to God when you're carrying grief, when you're carrying trauma, when you're carrying pain, when you're holding sorrow? How do you move forward? It's possible, sisters and brothers, to in times of grief and sorrow, in times of pain, to find a crazy, supernatural, hard to describe joy. How do I know that? Because there are testimonies. We stand, whether we believe it or not, sisters and brothers, we stand on the shoulders of testimonies of people that have gone through storms and got stronger, grew closer to God, understood their real selves more clearly, had a deeper sense of faith. I want to be very, very honest with you, sisters and brothers. I know people that have gone through storms, that have had accidents, that have had loss, that have gone to the doctor and received bad news, and they stopped believing in God. They just stopped. They became an atheist. They became a humanist. They became agnostic. They either went to, there might be a God, there might not, I just don't know. Or they just refused to believe that there's a God anymore. Or they just believe in the power of humanity more than they can believe in the power of God because they've been disappointed too much. Or they still believe in God, but they carry a load of pain in their hearts. But here, sisters and brothers, in Philippians chapter 4, Paul, who's on house arrest, Paul, who has faced persecution for believing in Jesus, for preaching Jesus, he's experienced deep suffering. He says to a people that are persecuted for believing in Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Sisters and brothers, I am not here to solve a problem right now in what I'm speaking to you. What I'm saying is I desperately in this new year, I'm talking about me now, I'm talking about Pastor Ephraim, Little Rev, you know what I desperately want like never before in 2023? I want verse 7 of Philippians 4 to ring true in my life, and as your pastor, as the one that you've given me the honor to be able to speak into your life right now, verse 7 of Philippians chapter 4 is what I want for you this year. A peace of God, which transcends all understanding. So you know what? I want the peace of God this year because it's a peace I can't manufacture. My peace is not enough. They're just in my own energy, in my own power, I can't produce enough peace to deal with all the storms that come my way. I can't manufacture. I'm unable to be the architect. I'm unable to construct enough peace to deal with every storm, to deal with every situation, to deal with every challenge. There, you know what? It's a new year, but a new year does not eradicate storms. It doesn't eradicate problems. It doesn't eradicate. A new year does not stop the flood of conflicts that come your way. So I need the peace of God. I need a peace bigger than my peace. I need a peace higher than my peace. Do you? I need a peace stronger than my peace. I need something bigger than, this is not the time to detach from God. This is the time to draw closer to God like never before, because I'm sorry, human power, human intellect, human determination is not enough. It's not enough. There's certain pain points, certain discomforts, certain stresses, certain elements of anxiety that there's nothing I can do to bring healing, to bring calm, to bring peace. I need the peace of God. I need the peace of God. I need the peace of God. And the other part of this verse says, which transcends all understanding, which means my understanding, what I know in my head, the bank of beliefs in me, like if I just lean on that, I'm saying to myself, I have no reason to rejoice right now. I have no reason to have peace right now. I have no reason to smile. Some of us have just decided, fake it till you make it, don't work for me no more. But Paul is saying in verse 4 of chapter 4 of Philippians, a suffering man is saying to a suffering people, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. This means this call to rejoicing, this call to an embodiment of sustained joy, has to be more than an emotion. It has to be more than what I feel, because I don't feel joyous all the time. I don't feel like there's a reservoir of rejoicing pouring out of me out of my own power. I just don't. So I need the peace of God, and this peace of God has to transcend. It has to go beyond. It has to be powerful enough to deal with my own understanding, my own belief systems. And it says, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Well, guard your hearts and minds. I need God's peace, which transcends all my understanding, to guard my heart. Oh, sorry, I did it wrong. My heart and my mind. Because there are false beliefs, there are broken beliefs, there are lies, there are myths, there are corrupt words trying to infiltrate my mind as I try to deal with challenges and stresses and loss and pain. And there's things trying to invade my heart. Things trying to get up in my feelings. Things trying to second that emotion. And I need God's peace to guard my mind and my heart so that no matter the loss, no matter the pain, no matter the hurt, no matter the news, I can move forward. I can experience breakthrough. I can experience healing. I can experience peace. Here's the good news about it being 2023 for you and I. We are still here. We still have opportunities before us. Another day, another moment, a new year, a new season. What will we do? Sometimes when you're in a troubling situation, you have to find something to do. Martin Luther King Jr. found himself in a Birmingham jail. He wrote a letter. You got to find something to do. In the book of Esther, Esther was facing the trouble of going to talk to a king, and the news that she would bring might kill her. She had to find something to do. She said she was going to fast and pray, and she called her cousin Mordecai and others around her to fast and pray as well. What do you do when there's pain? You got to find something to do. Paul, for some crazy reason, says to the people in Philippians in chapter 4, he says, this is what you need to do. Rejoice. Huh. Maybe Frankie Beverly and Maze is right. Joy and pain like sunshine and rain. So in the natural state of things, there's these hills and valleys, ebbs and flows, ups and downs, joy, pain, sunshine, rain. But in the spiritual dimension, in connecting to the kingdom of God in this new year, in this new season, there is a sustained joy, a grounding, a foundation, a supernatural reality that can hold you together when everything is breaking apart. That's the love of God. That's the peace of God. That's the grace of God. That's the marvelous wonder and mystery of God. That even when we're going through chaos, loss, heartache, there is one who can hold us together. Let God Almighty in this new year hold you together so you can find God's goodness in difficult times. Jesus Christ went through massive, horrific, unbelievable difficulty. Pain, so that you and I can experience the joy of salvation, liberation, grace, love, eternal life, but also, as we are still yet in this earthly realm and face problems, we can hold it together. I pray you'll stay with us in this sermon series in the new year, and let's just see what God will do. We love you. God loves you more. God bless you.
Thank you so much for tuning into Midtown Church. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for weekly messages to stay rooted in the Word and for a dose of hope, health, and healing in your life. Want to get more connected to Midtown Church? Just visit us online at midtownchurch.org.